Britain's top counterterrorism police officer quit Thursday, one day after he revealed top-secret details of a major police crackdown on a suspected cell. When Scotland Yard's Assistant Commissioner Bob Quick arrived at 10 Downing Street to brief the Prime Minister on security plans, he was photographed carrying documents in clear view that disclosed the operation in detail. Because of this, the decision was made to move up the police action to apprehend suspects earlier than had been planned. In that unusual daylight operation, men ranging in age from teens to early 40s were rounded up in Liverpool and in two areas outside of Manchester, one to the north of the city and one to the south. The police action at Liverpool's John Moores University was typical. Students in one of the libraries were shocked as the events unfolded.
The first thing we knew was an announcement on the tannoy that suggested that everyone clear their tables and get into the centre of the room and to keep well away from the windows. The next thing, everyone's looking around to see what's going on.
We looked straight out the window and we saw the police with the guns and the two men with their arms behind the back.
One of the suspects was arrested, the other man was released. Despite being forced to bring the major operation forward, Britain's top law and order official, Home Secretary Jackie Smith, praised the hundreds of officers involved in the major swoop.
Whilst the action was an operational decision for the police and the security services, the Prime Minister and I were kept fully up to date with developments. We face a serious threat from terrorism in this country, and I think we're well served by the excellent work of our police and security services who help to keep us safe.
Of those in custody and being questioned, 10 are Pakistani nationals in Britain under student visas. They're being held under Britain's anti-terrorism laws. Police have not provided any information about why they conducted the operation, other than to say they acted on intelligence received. The government currently puts the country's perceived terror threat level at severe. That is second highest of five ratings. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.